Welcome to our channel, a sanctuary where ancient wisdom meets modern-day challenges. In today's episode, we're embarking on a profound journey into the heart of Stoicism, focusing on a universal human experience, handling disrespect. In our lives, we encounter disrespect in various forms, an unfair judgment, a rude comment, or a dismissive attitude. These moments can be unsettling, but how we respond to them defines our character and shapes our path. Stoicism, a philosophy that has stood the test of time, offers rich and practical lessons for maintaining composure and integrity in the face of disrespect. It's not merely about enduring negative encounters, but about transforming them into opportunities for personal empowerment and tranquility. Today, we delve into 10 Stoic lessons, each a beacon of wisdom, guiding us to navigate through the storms of disrespect with poise and strength. These lessons are more than philosophical concepts, they are tools for life. Whether you're facing a challenging situation at work, dealing with difficult family dynamics, or encountering negativity in your daily interactions, Stoicism provides a framework to rise above these moments with grace and resilience. Each lesson is a step towards mastering the art of response, turning every challenge into a chance for growth and self-reflection. So, join us as we traverse these ancient paths laid down by Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus. Let's explore how their timeless wisdom can illuminate our modern lives, offering solace and strength in times of disrespect. Lesson 1. The Power of Perception. Lesson 1. The Power of Perception. Stoicism teaches us that our greatest power lies in our ability to choose our response to external events. When faced with disrespect, it's natural to feel hurt or angry. However, Stoicism offers a different path, perceiving such events not as personal attacks, but as opportunities for growth and practice of virtue. Consider this: when someone disrespects you, they reveal more about their character than yours. Your response, however, speaks volumes about you. Epictetus, a pivotal Stoic thinker, famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This powerful statement encapsulates the essence of Stoic thought on perception. By choosing how you perceive and react to disrespect, you assert control over your emotional well-being. Instead of allowing external actions to dictate your feelings, you can choose a perspective that empowers and liberates you. This doesn't mean dismissing your emotions, but rather understanding them and redirecting your energy in a constructive way. Imagine the freedom and peace you can attain by mastering this skill. Disrespect, instead of becoming a source of distress, becomes a chance to practice patience, empathy, and resilience. This shift in perception is at the heart of Stoic philosophy and is a powerful tool in transforming life's challenges into stepping stones for personal growth. Lesson 2. Focus on what you can control. A central tenet of Stoicism is the distinction between what is within our control and what is not. Disrespectful behavior from others falls into the latter category. We cannot control what others say or do, but we can control how we respond. When faced with disrespect, remind yourself of this fundamental Stoic principle. Ask, "Is this within my control? If not, let it go." Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, wisely stated, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength." This powerful insight guides us to focus our energy on our reactions, our thoughts, and our actions. Imagine two circles. In one, place all that you cannot control: others' opinions, words, and actions. In the other, place what you can control: your judgments, intentions, and actions. By focusing on the latter, you conserve your energy for what truly matters and what can actually bring about change in your life. By concentrating on what is in your control, you empower yourself. You become more effective, more at peace, and less perturbed by external events. This doesn't mean becoming indifferent or passive, but rather actively engaging in areas where you can make a real difference. This lesson is not just a strategy for handling disrespect. It's a blueprint for living a fulfilled and serene life. Understanding and applying this principle can transform your response to any situation, not just those of disrespect. Lesson 3. The virtue of empathy. Stoicism goes beyond personal resilience. It encourages us to understand and empathize with others, even in the face of disrespect. In moments of conflict, cultivating empathy can be a powerful tool for fostering connection and diffusing tension. When someone disrespects us, it's easy to react defensively. However, Stoicism urges us to take a step back and consider the perspective of the other person. Perhaps their actions are fueled by their own struggles, insecurities, or misunderstandings. Empathy doesn't mean condoning disrespectful behavior, but it allows us to see the humanity in others. Epictetus once said, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." This echoes the importance of active listening and seeking to understand before being understood. Responding to disrespect with empathy can de-escalate conflicts and transform them into opportunities for mutual understanding. It's a practice that aligns with Stoic virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. In essence, empathy becomes a bridge between individuals, fostering a sense of shared humanity. As Stoics, we recognize that everyone is on their own journey, facing their own challenges. By embracing empathy, we contribute to a world where understanding triumphs over hostility. Lesson 4. Reflect, don't react. In the face of disrespect, the Stoic way is to pause, reflect, and then respond. This practice, rooted in mindfulness, allows us to maintain control over our emotions and ensures that our reactions are guided by reason rather than impulsivity. It's natural to feel a surge of emotions when confronted with disrespect, frustration, anger, or sadness. However, the Stoics advise against immediate, emotionally charged reactions. Instead, take a moment to breathe, to distance yourself from the heat of the moment, and to reflect on the situation. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, once remarked, "He suffers more than necessary who suffers before it is necessary." Reflecting before reacting is an embodiment of this wisdom. It's about preventing unnecessary suffering by choosing a response that aligns with your values and long-term well-being. Journaling can be a valuable tool in this process. Write down your thoughts and emotions, explore the reasons behind your reactions, and consider alternative perspectives. By engaging in this reflective practice, you gain clarity and cultivate a measured, thoughtful response. Reflecting instead of reacting not only benefits your mental well-being, but also elevates the quality of your interactions. It's a practice that aligns with the Stoic virtues of wisdom and self-discipline, contributing to a more harmonious and meaningful life. Lesson 5. The impermanence of opinions. Stoicism teaches us that opinions are fleeting and constantly changing. When disrespected, it's crucial to remember that the opinions of others are not permanent truths, but transient perceptions influenced by countless factors. In a world where opinions are often voiced loudly and frequently, it's easy to be swayed or hurt by them. But remember, just as the wind changes direction, so too do people's thoughts and views. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, reflected on this, noting that today's anger is tomorrow's regret. This wisdom highlights the ephemeral nature of opinions and emotional reactions. Throughout history, what was once accepted as truth has often been revised or overturned. This demonstrates the fluidity of human beliefs and opinions. In your personal encounters, it's helpful to view disrespect or criticism in this context. They are not definitive judgments of your character, but passing comments that hold no power over your true self. By understanding the impermanence of opinions, you liberate yourself from the weight of external judgment. This doesn't mean disregarding all feedback, but rather discerning what is constructive and letting go of what is not. This discernment is a key aspect of Stoic wisdom. Lesson 6. Self-validation over external approval. In Stoicism, the emphasis is on self-validation rather than seeking approval from others. When you face disrespect, it's a pivotal moment to turn inward and affirm your own values rather than relying on external validation. Epictetus once said, "If you find yourself constantly trying to prove your worth to someone, you have already forgotten your value." This profound statement underlines the importance of recognizing and validating your own worth, independent of others' opinions or disrespect. Self-validation is about knowing who you are, embracing your strengths and weaknesses, and understanding that your value does not diminish because of someone else's disrespect. It's about grounding yourself in your own beliefs and values and not allowing external circumstances to shake your self-esteem. This journey to self-validation often involves introspection and self-awareness. It's about building a relationship with yourself that is so strong, external validation becomes a bonus, not a necessity. This doesn't mean becoming arrogant or dismissive of others, but rather cultivating a healthy sense of self-worth that is immune to external fluctuations. Like a tree that stands firm regardless of the changing weather, self-validation gives you the resilience to withstand life's challenges, including moments of disrespect. By centering your worth and value within yourself, you become less swayed by the changing tides of others' opinions. Lesson 7. Turning adversity into advantage. Stoicism is not just about enduring hardship, it's about transforming it into a pathway for growth. When faced with disrespect, we have the opportunity to use that experience as a catalyst for personal development and learning. The Stoics believe that every obstacle carries with it the seeds of an equivalent or greater benefit. It's all about perspective and approach. When disrespected, instead of wallowing in victimhood, ask yourself, how can I use this experience to become stronger, wiser, or more compassionate? For example, facing disrespect can teach us patience, understanding, and even provide insight into our own values and boundaries. It can also serve as a powerful reminder of the kind of person we aspire to be, one who responds with dignity and integrity, regardless of others' actions. The famous Stoic Seneca once said, "A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a person perfected without trials." This metaphor beautifully captures the essence of turning adversity into advantage. Each challenge, each moment of disrespect, is an opportunity to polish our character and refine our virtues. Lesson 8. Emotional intelligence and restraint. Stoicism teaches the importance of mastering our emotions, especially in challenging situations like encountering disrespect. This lesson explores the art of maintaining emotional equilibrium and exercising restraint in our responses. Emotional intelligence involves recognizing our emotions, understanding their source, and managing how we express them. It's about being aware that our initial emotional reaction to disrespect is often automatic, but our response to that emotion is within our control. When disrespected, it's natural to feel hurt, angry, or upset. The Stoic approach is not to suppress these emotions, but to acknowledge them and then choose a response that is aligned with reason and virtue. This is where restraint comes in. It's the ability to hold back from immediate impulsive reactions. Marcus Aurelius, a model of Stoic wisdom, advised to respond to insults with tranquility. This tranquility is achieved through the practice of restraint, which allows us to respond in a way that upholds our dignity and reflects our true character. Developing emotional intelligence and restraint is a journey. It involves self-reflection, mindfulness, and a commitment to personal growth. As we become more adept in these practices, we enhance our ability to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and composure. Lesson 9. Focusing on what you can control. A cornerstone of Stoicism is distinguishing between what is within our control and what isn't, especially when confronted with disrespect. This lesson is about directing our energy and focus towards our own actions, thoughts, and feelings, rather than external events or the opinions of others. Visuals shift to a representation of Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, with his famous quote, "We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them." When faced with disrespect, it's easy to get caught up in trying to change others' opinions or actions. However, This often leads to frustration and wasted energy, as these elements are not within our direct control. The Stoic approach encourages us to focus instead on our own responses, which we can control. This doesn't mean becoming passive or indifferent. Rather, it's about actively choosing where to invest your energy. Ask yourself, can I change this situation or the person's behavior? If not, then shift your focus to how you can respond in a way that aligns with your values and integrity. This lesson is not just about handling disrespect, but a broader life philosophy. By focusing on what we can control, we empower ourselves. We become more effective, resilient, and at peace, because our happiness and peace of mind are not tied to the unpredictable external world. Lesson 10, compassion and understanding. Our final Stoic lesson in the face of disrespect is perhaps the most challenging yet rewarding, responding with compassion and understanding. Stoicism teaches us that often those who disrespect others are themselves struggling with internal turmoil or ignorance. Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself." This powerful guidance encourages us to extend understanding and compassion towards those who disrespect us, recognizing that their behavior is more about their own battles than about us. This is not about excusing disrespectful behavior, but about understanding its roots. When we respond with compassion, we not only maintain our own peace of mind, but also open the door to potentially positive interactions and resolutions. It's important to remember that compassion does not mean weakness or submission. On the contrary, it requires great strength and self-control to respond to negativity with understanding. This approach can disarm conflict and lead to more constructive outcomes. Practicing compassion and understanding in the face of disrespect is a profound application of Stoic philosophy. It transforms our interactions, promotes inner peace, and contributes to a more harmonious world. As we conclude our journey through these 10 Stoic lessons, remember that each challenge is an opportunity for personal growth and embodiment of Stoic wisdom. Thank you for joining us on this path to a more Stoic, resilient, and compassionate life. As we draw this journey to a close, let's take a moment to reflect on the wisdom of Stoicism we've explored. These lessons are not just theories, they are practical guides for living a more fulfilling and resilient life. Remember, the path of Stoicism is an ongoing journey. It's about daily practice, continuous learning, and a commitment to personal growth. As you face life's challenges, big or small, remember these 10 lessons. They are tools to help you navigate with strength, dignity, and wisdom. If you found value in this video, please like, share, and subscribe to our channel for more insights into Stoicism and personal development. We love hearing from you, so don't hesitate to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. How have you applied these Stoic principles in your life?